This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On a Friday on 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens all with you. Tomorrow is Bob Fesco's birthday. Somebody says I turned 41 on the 11th. Aries Power, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes, Aries Power as well. Good Aries follow on Twitter, X, formerly whatever it's called now. And I enjoy reading what they say because everyone I look at, I go, hey, kind of identify with that. Yeah. So
from the 816, happy birthday, Bob. Your show has been a part of my day for many years. Thanks for all you do. Chiefs 17-0 this season.
Let's go, baby.
35-0.
35-0. That's right, 17-0. Man. Let's go.
You should just change every score to like how older you get throughout life. Like,
48-0 this year. Fine, 48-0 every game this year. Let's go.
Yeah. So
make it easier for us.
Big day tomorrow. Basically a Tuesday on a Saturday. Hopefully.
I mean, we got. I told you about the Fitbit party we're going to tomorrow morning, and then I get my choice of lunch where I'm going to take myself for lunch, and then we'll see what happens after that. It may dissipate after that. The rain really does put a damper into into everything.
That really does. Wet weekend. Get all your yard work done today. I can tell you that much.
And I'll tell you, my mother-in-law's birthday is on Sunday, so we kind of celebrate together as well. So happy birthday to Grand Pam, and you know, I'm sure she's 79. It was funny when I.
90.
Yeah. When I met them and started dating my wife, we were having this conversation yesterday. Shout out Olathe East. Won again. 4 straight wins this week.
Can they hit the baseball?
Some of these soccer players. There was a lot of hitting yesterday. These girls from Shawnee Mission North were like body checking our kids.
Damn.
I mean, if this was a boys game, it would have gotten into
Guts
a fight.
Fight.
Absolutely would have been. I'm surprised my daughter didn't, to be honest with you, but she was good. And shout out Emmy hat trick yesterday. So that was awesome to see.
Damn. Nice.
So yeah, her mother goes, I promised her Lululemon if she ever got a hat trick.
Damn.
Okay. Oh boy.
She's like, that's great, but now I got to go buy that.
You can
so
get
go
a tote
get Fitbit.
Bag.
Yeah. Get Fitbit instead. It's
exactly.
better.
There you go.
And so, yeah, so 48 years old, 48 years young. So my mother-in-law, 79, when I first started dating my wife, they had a 60th birthday party for them. I go, oh, my God, now you're 79. Like, where did that time
that's
go?
Crazy.
Just like that, man.
Yeah,
next
mom's
year's.
Birthday on Sunday as well. So big birthday
Your mom's
weekend.
Birthday's coming up,
yes,
too. Momo's
Sunday,
having a birthday.
Momo,
nice. Happy birthday, Momo.
Yes. Taking her to Applebee's?
Oh, probably, of course. Only the finest
of Easter,
dining.
Dusty.
Jeez,
where the hell else are you going to go, right? So Momo and Grand Pam all celebrating on 420, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There it is.
Congratulations to them.
Hell yeah. You were behind a car yesterday that had a pretty interesting sticker
on
the back of it.
I did, and this is a great one. Milfin Ain't Easy was on the back of this car yesterday. I was driving through Leawood,
Leawood?
Out there. I was on Knoll or Row or wherever I was yesterday, headed to the J to get my swole on yesterday, and I'm behind this Buick Enclave, which, there you go, Dusty, right?
Hey.
Right for you, and it says, I get behind this car, and I'm like looking at it in front, I'm like, what does that, Milfin Ain't Easy bumper sticker on the back of this this woman's car. Was she hot? I don't know the answer to that question because I was following behind, but I did see big sunglasses and a little blonde hair. So determine whether or not if she was hot, right? And so I sent this to the my kids and my wife, and you know, because I if I would have sent it to my family, text my parents, my mother would have been like, I don't know what MILFing is, and so then I would have explained that. And that's but I sent this to my kids, and my wife is like, they would be mortified if I put this on my car. So I asked the girls, I go, what would you think if mom rolled up with that? And they go, yeah, not good. You know, not good at all. I go, what if I put something like, you know, Dilfin on my car or something like that? How would you feel about that? Right.
Did they like that more?
No, not cool with that. So while it's funny for us to talk about, how does this woman's kids feel? You know, you're driving around like, you know, usually you know who the hot mom is, right? Like when you're a kid, oh, you know, Johnny's mom is hot and whatnot. But putting MILFing ain't easy on the car, man. I tell you what, you got high school kids, college kids. Like, is this Stifler's mom driving around Johnson County?
I don't hate it. I think it live your life. You know, if you own that, like if you've been called that, you probably are that. Throw that sticker on there. You know,
own it.
I mean, that's not the worst sticker we've seen on cars. We've seen worse.
No.
What was it back in the day? Like the Calvin and Hobbes guy?
Oh, yeah.
Pissing on the Raiders?
Yeah. That was a good one.
That's a great one.
That's a really good one.
Anything
I like
political
that.
Never works because somebody wins, somebody loses, and then it's stuck on your car, and then you identify as like somebody, then you get road rage out of it. Never do political stickers.
Like if your candidate loses, take that bumper sticker off, right?
And then it leaves like, you know, it's kind of like putting a basketball goal in your driveway. It immediately depreciates the value of your home.
Right.
Like you put a bumper sticker on your car, it's like, because now I've seen that people are ducking in their dashboards that aren't Jeeps anymore.
Like they are?
I saw it yesterday. There was like a Mercedes that drove past me, like an SUV Mercedes, and he had like four ducks in his dash. I'm like, you don't get to do that.
Yeah, you don't do that. That's a Jeep thing.
And I don't even duck, you know? Knuck if you buck.
Well, you'll find somebody soon. Oh, duck. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not the text that gets edited.
Oh, yeah.
From the text line, Stacy's mom's got it going on.
Yeah, she does.
Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, absolutely.
We lost one of those members during COVID.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's either their guitarist or their bassist.
Way to know the original band. Nice.
Yeah, Fountains of Wayne.
What do you mean the original band?
Well, because usually Bowling for Soup did a very popular cover. Everyone's like, oh, Bowling for Soup did this song. It's like, no.
What would you bowl for?
I'd foal for soup. I'll tell you that right now. Would
day.
You foal for soup?
Of course.
Get out to Foaling, 435 and State Line. FoalingKC.com. Reserve your lane now.
But throw
you
underhand.
You would foal for soup, right?
Of course, absolutely. What kind of soup are we talking
about? Well, that's the thing. Are we doing a nice clam chowder? No. Or are we doing a rich, hearty gumbo? Or are we doing a consomme?
Is gumbo a soup?
I don't know. It could be. It could be. What else would you call that? A gumbo?
Probably its own category. Yeah,
yeah,
it makes sense.
I mean, broccoli cheddar, yes. Potato, yes. Tortilla, for sure. Homemade chicken noodle soup, absolutely.
French onion soup, I would do.
Smash.
Yeah.
Literally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like French onion soup is, oh, God.
We'll just tell your mother we ate it all.
Yeah.
Discontinued giggle cookies. I wouldn't eat that. That's a scary looking cookie on TV. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stickers that I've seen that are just because like then you always get those. Like,
it's better than the stick figure family stickers
that
the Joko moms are rolling with these days. Oh, I've got Aiden, Braden, Caden, and Jaden.
Oh, yeah.
Or, Mason and Grayson.
And then there's the little dogs on there, too.
Oh, of course.
I like the ones. It's like the one I saw not too long ago was like dinosaurs. So, like, dad was T-Rex, mom was, like, a velociraptor, and then the rest were, like, little baby dinosaurs. Like, at least that's creative. Like, at least that's something different.
I've seen the Star Wars one with the family, where they do that, you know, but
baby on board.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. That goes away in, like, 2 years.
Yes,
it does.
You
get to take that sticker off, and then by then there's a, you know, stained spot that says baby on board. I've never been a bumper sticker guy.
I haven't been either. You know, we bought, like, these magnets that say student driver, and we were going to put them all over the car, and boy, you thought they didn't want the MILFing is hard sticker on my wife's car. They did not want the student driver sticker. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not doing that to us. I'm like, why not? Why not? We're definitely doing that. People need to know you're a student driver. You're lucky I don't glue reflectors all over your car.
Got a bumper sticker on the back of your car, Joe Dirt. Says, Cowboys' butts drive me nuts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.